Hello and welcome to TXF Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, TXF spoke with Anna Ponomarova, head of ECA and agency finance at VTB, to discuss the challenges the Russian bank has faced in responding to the COVID-19 crisis, as banks and customers demand more strict loan requirements. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, the Aqua Power and GIC team have brought in 9 banks to finance the latest Daiwa 900 solar PV scheme in Dubai. Over in the commodity finance space, Soccer Trading has placed the lowest offer, 5.74% of Brent crude oil prices, in a spot buy tender by Pakistan LNG for an LNG cargo delivery in late August. And French oil producer Total has agreed to sell its Lindsey refinery in Lincolnshire, England, to London-headquartered Prax Group, an independent player with a growing UK network. It was announced on Monday. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere. On our third-party news tracker service, as part of a potential renewal process, US EXIM is reviewing its 50-year partnership with the Private Export Funding Corporation, which is set to expire on the 31st of December 2020. The EBRD is putting up a 40 million euro loan to Aklease, a leasing subsidiary of the top-tier Turkish lender Akbank. And an independent panel of 3 experts, headed by former Irish President Mary Robinson, has cleared Akinwumi Adesina, President of the African Bank of Development, of ethical misconduct allegations. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.